Catsless Radio, where love line gets clotheslined. Here's your host, Canada's own Wiggy.
Welcome back to Catsless Radio, where we can't kill the virus, but we can kill your boredom and probably a few brain cells. I am Wiggy, and this is a really awesome international edition of the show, coming to us live from, well, except for the fact that this is recorded, but, you know, it's live to me right now, live from Japan. Old friends, love him, Speedball Mike Bailey.
Hello. Glad to be
back. Hi, it has been far too long. I mean, I kind of take credit for since I started the show, so I mean.
I was trying to figure out how many years it had been, and I really have no idea. Was it 2015?
I think so, which is, like, crazy. Like, that's five years ago. But
yes.
I saw you, I think, last year at Smash.
Yeah, yes.
So that was
the first time we've seen each other in a long time.
And yeah, I think it's probably going to be a little while again now. So yeah, you're in Japan.
Yes.
How long have you been there?
Let's see. When did I get here? I got here from Germany. It was it the second weekend of March? So I've been here for approximately 3 weeks right now, yeah.
Wow. And, yeah, like, we were just kind of chatting a bit and, you know, about just the craziness going on in the world, and it's really funny to me how we were just saying Tokyo has just now locked down.
And it, right. They had a very big initial reaction, mainly as pertains to travel. But they've only been under full lockdown for 2 days. There was a bunch of shows that got canceled initially, and then they kind of started having them back on, which is why I came to Japan, and then they were, like, quickly canceled after that.
So, I mean, I guess for the most part, then, you've kind of been living life fairly normally.
Well, fairly normally, yes. Of course, I've been trying to, like, minimize contact, and there's still loads of happening, but there's been less shows. We've been doing some shows with DDT in front of no fans shows. I did one match that was just the normal DDT street match, which was in an office building, and then we had another show with no fans at the 2AW dojo recently. But other than that, all the shows I've had that were meant to be in front of crowds have been canceled.
Yeah. So it's definitely been such a weird time right now. I mean, for everybody, but I mean, for wrestling fans watching shows, you know, like WWE has still been going on and AEW and stuff, and watching shows without a crowd, like, it's super weird for me. So, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like for you guys when, especially in a place like Japan, where it's, like, so rabid for wrestling, you know, to suddenly just emptiness. Like, how do you handle that? Like, it's gotta be at least a little weird.
It is. Of course, it's weird. It's different. But also, I think it's fascinating how people have coped with that. And I think, of course, when you wrestle only in front of cameras, there's a lot of things you can do that you couldn't because of a live crowd. So I think there's a lot of, like, new skills people are developing wrestling wise,
right,
especially companies in terms of filming and production. We're seeing new things. Like, we saw a bunch of things at WrestleMania that would have been possible in front of a crowd.
Boneyard was pretty good.
Boneyard, yes.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's kind of funny to me to see. And I mean, I guess it there must be sort of so much adaptation that is required, because it's like it's kind of funny to me when you see guys come out and do their entrance, and they do their entrance the same in front of nobody.
And it just looks weird, yeah.
It does. It's like, you know, and it's, I mean, I guess it, I don't know if it's just habit, or what it is, but I mean, like, then there's some guys you could see who seem to have adapted really well, you know, and it's like that, you know, they do more trash talking and stuff during the matches, and it's quite entertaining. But yeah, it's kind of funny, like, Seth Rollins, I know, is one who seemed to do his, like, you know, regular kind of entrance, and it's like, dude, who are you talking to?
Yes. I think that's very funny. I believe that wrestling is a live sport. Like, the art form itself is meant to be in front of a live audience, yes, more so than in front of cameras. And I think there's a lot of things that happen in wrestling, like so many things, even like when you're talking about like match structure and everything, that is meant to be based off of crowd reaction, mostly. Mm-hmm. So when you take all that away, and then like, it's a mistake not to take that into consideration, not to try and figure out what exactly it is that you're doing, because you're doing it in front of a crowd and you should take it out or modify it or change it, but just go through the same motions that you normally do without having thought to yourself, why am I doing these things? Is it for the crowd, or is it because like this will make a better match even in front of just cameras?
You know what, actually, like, that kind of makes me think, and I was actually thinking about you during WrestleMania, because you have had one of my all-time favorite ladder matches. Yes. It was you and AR Fox in CZW?
Yes.
Yes, I absolutely adore that match, and the ladder match at WrestleMania, and I was kind of watching it, and I saw a ton. No, and I apologize, because I normally wouldn't talk this much wrestling, but this really got me. There was so much feedback after that match saying, you know, like, how hard it must have been, and people arguing, saying, without a crowd, that was so stupid, and it was pointless, and you're taking these risks for absolutely no reward of enticing the crowd and exciting the crowd and everything like that. From my very favorite ladder match worker ever, have you seen the match? And, like, what would that even be like to be participating in without an audience?
So, that's something you'll see a lot on, like, I think the people who say things like that are not very good wrestlers, to say things like, oh, I need the crowd to get me going, or yeah, I need to feed off the energy off the crowd to get, you know, to be able to work at my best. I mean, that's not like, if you're a good enough wrestler, you're able to function independent of that. And especially like from experience, guys like, you know, was it in the match? It was Kofi, John Morrison, and
one of the Usos.
Yes, that's right. So they've all been wrestling long enough that they're fully aware of what would get a reaction and wouldn't. Like, when you're planning a match and you have experience, you'll be able to go, okay, this will probably get a big reaction, so we can take some time there for a break and let the crowd cool down and then keep going again.
Yeah.
So you kind of know and can just listen to the crowd in your mind without having to hear it if you're good enough, which is, like, so for anyone who has enough experience, I don't think that's an issue. I don't think, the crowd being there or not is really a problem.
I totally had a question and I spaced on it, so let's move on. Okay, so you have officially been in lockdown for 2 days. Are you going stir crazy yet? Because it's coming,
I am
trust
not...
me, it's coming.
I'm sure it is. Well, so it's not like I was not in lockdown before. Like, of course, since I got here, I've been, you know... not as social as I usually am. I've been trying to stay in, like, minimize any sort of exposure. Mm-hmm. Man, I look at it as a skill like anything else in life. One of the big things for me that happened was the first time I took an extended wrestling trip to, which was to Mexico. Mm-hmm. It was really hard being away and, you know, in a new place and not knowing, you know, not being with friends and not knowing people, not having anyone to really go out with. So I had to take it upon myself to figure out ways to entertain myself and to not be scared of going out and visiting and wandering around, and which like sounds kind of basic, like, oh, you're in Mexico, of course you would want to go and travel, but you know, not really, especially when you're there for just wrestling and, you know, haven't planned a vacation. It's not that easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's so not like when you're down there to wrestle, you're staying at, like, Club Med or anything.
Right. No, exactly. And so I had to learn the skill of, you know, entertaining myself and going out and having a lot more initiative in terms of not just, you know, going to training and then staying home and not doing anything. So I feel like now is the opposite skill that I have to do. Like, I have to learn to not go crazy in mostly isolation, and like I look at it more as a challenge than a curse.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Oh, and absolutely. I mean, you kind of reach a point where you sort of have to, because
right?
If you don't, like, this is such a I want to say unique time, but I mean, really, it's happened in history a few times before now. It's unique to us.
Yes.
But yeah,
well, it's unique now that the context for isolation is much different right now than it ever was.
Yeah. You know, like I was saying, you know, my dad and I were talking the other day, and I was like, just even like 20 years ago, what would we have been doing every day? You know, and it's like before I had my computer, before I had my phone. You know, it's like we really don't have a whole lot to complain about. We have like literally a world of entertainment at our fingertips at almost any time. Yes.
So I do feel like I have a slight advantage in everyone, because my girlfriend Veda Scott is American, and we spend a lot of time apart, where I'm in Japan and she's in America. Yeah. Or wherever. And, you know, sometimes we'll go months without seeing each other, mm-hmm. which really sucks. And I would rather, you know, have her all the time. But we've gotten used to the distance and talking online and spending time on the phone and figuring out ways to, you know, keep our relationship going without seeing each other. So at least we've already learned that. We already know how to do that. And it's better than people who have like just recently been separated and haven't spent any time apart and are now learning how to maintain a relationship with distance.
Oh yeah, like it's absolutely not easy. And I mean, it's not to be a downer or anything, but it does kind of have to be a little tougher right now with everything that's going on. Like, is Vita in the States right now?
She's in the States right now. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there has to be, like, I mean, obviously, she's an incredibly smart woman, so I know that she's going to be, you know, taking every precaution, social isolating, social distancing, yes. You know, and everything, but I mean, there's definitely, like, extra worry right now, you know, especially, I mean, you can't avoid what's going on, you know, you could say, you know, well, I don't watch the news or anything, but you can't avoid this anywhere, seeing what's going on. So I mean, it must be even for seasoned pros like yourselves, it's got to be a little bit extra tough right now.
Well, so the most stressful part right now is that we don't know when borders will be open again and she'll be able to usually come up to Canada and spend some time there. So that's stressful, but we're doing our best.
Well, actually, okay, I've been trying to use the show, you know, to offer advice and recommendations and, you know, to try to be, like, a bit of a source of good shit.
Yes.
So, do you have any advice that you could offer couples right now who are going through something similar like this for the first time, or maybe for a longer time than they ever have before?
Yes, and it will be very good advice, because it is not mine. It is advice that I heard in another podcast a long time ago, which is just about relationship, but I think is even more important now and in situations like these, which is just, it's basically the best way to keep any relationship going, but especially now, which is just be creative. Like, figure out ways to communicate and spend time together and think outside the box and figure out new ways, especially right now. Like, there's a ton of apps that'll make things easier, where you can share photos. You can, we just spent a couple hours on the phone right now, where we're watching a movie together, and is just about like being involved and interested and figure out new ways to like communicate and enjoy each other's company even at a distance.
That's amazing. Like there's absolutely no reason. I mean, I myself, me and my friends have been setting up, you know, regular game nights, game days and stuff like
yes.
that. And but that's amazing. Like there's absolutely no reason why any relationship right now, why you guys can't still have date night.
Yes, there's an, especially right now, like whatever you're into, there is an infinity of options. Like there's an infinite amount of apps right now that'll allow you to do whatever you like to do at a distance.
Yeah, like this doesn't, I mean, it's obviously a hindrance, and it's like, it's something that we all share. Like everybody is going through almost the exact same thing right now, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's kind of funny to me how it takes something like this to almost unite everybody. You know,
yes.
This is like something like, this is a shared experience. You know, what, you know, I'm living every day in Canada is extremely similar to what Veda's living every day in America. What you're
yes.
living every day in Japan. You know, like this is kind of, it's kind of weird that it takes, you know, like a pseudo plague to unite the world. And toilet paper,
yes.
the rush for toilet paper.
which takes me to my favorite Simpsons episode, which is Bart's Comet.
Yes. Oh, where they all end up in the bunker?
Yes. So have you seen Bart's Comet?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good. Okay. So with what is going on now, I wish everyone would just go and watch it. Because it's just so, like,
it's
very much a reflection of what is going on right now. Yeah, no, I use it as an example very often just to how, like, I had a friend recently, well, not recently, it was a couple years ago, who had, like, a big health scare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything ended up being fine, and he was talking about how, you know, because he thought he might die, now he's appreciating life again. Which is very much what happens in the episode.
Yes.
Where they all think they're going to be crushed by a comet, but then nothing happens. And then because they think they're all going to die for a moment, they're all holding hands and singing together.
Yes.
Which is what I wish we would be doing right now.
It would be nice. And
right?
It would be. It really would be. And you know what? I hope people remember this when this is all over. Because,
yes.
I mean, like, there's absolutely... One thing I've been trying to do is, and that is actually an excellent recommendation. That totally falls under the Pantsless Radio official Speedball recommendations.
Yes,
Bart's Comet.
Number
Comet.
One.
There we go. You know, like, there's so many, you know, horrible things happening, obviously. But, you know, I try to look up, I regularly Google, like, COVID-19 good news.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Because, like, there are some amazing things that are actually happening in the world, you know, people who are, you know, donating things, who are organizing, you know, food drives and stuff like that to keep food banks right. Like, there's so many people who are stepping up and doing good things. And
yes.
I sincerely hope that when this is all over and we don't have, like, this fear motivating us, and you very much like you said in that episode, you don't want to have, I don't want the world to stop being good people because they're afraid they're going to die. Let's not go back to being assholes. How about
right?
that world, you know? Let's, when this is all over, let's pretend. Pretend that something bad could happen at any time, if that is what it takes to motivate you to be a decent human being.
Yes.
Yes. There's always a Bart's Comet hovering above us. If that's what you need to be a good human being, there you go.
That's a very, very important lesson. It comes from the episode. They just go, ah, Comet didn't kill us. Oh, well. And then kind of just walk away. Which
yeah.
is what we should avoid doing as a society.
Yes, let's not. Let's all go back into the metaphorical bunker and hold hands and sing kumbaya. Okay, maybe not kumbaya, but, you know, there's no reason why I can't, you know, go back in and hold hands and sing good music.
Any song is fine.
Yeah, really, I think so. So, what have you been doing, like, to fill your days, and what do you foresee yourself doing over, you know, I mean, obviously, things are cracking down a little more so. So, I mean,
yes,
you will be home for whatever little you were going out. That's probably come to an end now. So, what are you going to be spending your time doing? I mean, you're going to have, obviously, still dating the beautiful redhead. And,
yes.
You know, that's cool.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of time spent talking on the phone together. I guess hotel room push-ups and squats are going to be a big part of it. That's going to be what I've been doing for a long time. Sadly, I already miss going to the gym very much, but I will do my best with that. You know, that's a big problem. I don't have enough projects that I should be working on, and I need to try to find some within the next few days, things that I can be actively working on and interested in. Because
okay,
right now it's been a lot of too much Netflix and Nintendo Switch, which even though that's okay, I still feel like there is a more productive thing I should be doing. I just haven't found exactly what that is yet.
Okay, well, here we go. This sets up the next couple Kansas Radio official Speedball Mike Bailey recommendations. Boy, that really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Recommend us a video game.
Oh boy. Let's see here. I need to think of something that's worth recommending, because if it's just on Nintendo Switch and what I've been playing lately, there really isn't a point. Also, it shouldn't be something that everyone's been playing. I'll do Cupheads. Do you know the game Cupheads?
I do not. I'm kind of intrigued, though.
Okay. Well, it's on, I think, Xbox and Nintendo Switch, but it is insanely difficult.
Oh.
And that is kind of the fun behind it. It's the design of the game is that it's animated like a cartoon from the 30s.
Oh, wow.
Does that ring a bell at all? Anyway, regardless, it looks very nice. It's a beautiful game. It's incredibly difficult. You can literally spend as much time as you want on the game, because it will take you forever to just beat like one of the bosses, and then like it has good replay value. So if you want to try to play the game and then get good enough that you can eventually try and beat your time, that's probably a good way to spend many, many hours.
Well, I mean, any game that's going to be that challenging, now is the time for it.
Right?
You know, I mean, let's aim for things that are going to take up, you know, you don't want a game that you're going to finish in a day and a half. That's not helpful in this situation at all.
Right, yes.
Okay, and you said you've been watching a lot of Netflix.
A lot of Netflix, yes.
Do you have any good movies or TV shows that you'd like to recommend?
I just finished Ozark. So The Simpsons are on Disney Plus, and of course you should all be watching that.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a little bit less accessible because it's only on, I think, HBO Go, or is that what it's called?
Yes.
But I think we should all be doing, one thing we should all do during these solemn times is a Sopranos rewatch, or first time watch.
That's a good one.
It's a great show. It's long. It's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of time you can kill. And it, like, it when did it came out? I think it finished in 2007.
Oh my god, really? Is it that long ago already?
No, I don't know. Hold on. I may be dead wrong on it.
I have terrible sense of time, so it's entirely possible that's correct.
Yes, it finished the final episode aired on June 10th, 2007.
Wow.
And so you've seen The Sopranos, right?
I have not.
You have not. Okay, good. Good, perfect.
Oh.
Then you definitely should.
Okay.
So are you familiar with what happens in the end?
I'm not, actually. So were I to go through and watch it, I would be completely spoiler free. I have no idea what happens.
Perfect. Good. Regardless, the ending when it first aired was very, very controversial. Not because of the subject matter, but just because of the way in which they ended the show.
Right.
And if you go back and, like, there's been... Like, I know because I've been down this rabbit hole before, but there are tons of articles and opinions and people that did really, really deep digs and dives into the ending of that show. And to, like, watch it and then read the articles and then rewatch maybe the last season or the last few episodes with people's opinions on that ending in mind, it's absolutely fascinating.
Oh, I like that. All right, there you go. I mean, that's an excellent one. You know, like any, like I said, right now, anything's something that's going to eat up a lot of time. You know, I mean, things are definitely, like, I know here in Toronto, everything is canceled until June 30th. So,
yes.
Like, this is pretty much me for the next 3 months. Like,
yes.
You know, so, I mean, this is absolutely, this is good stuff that we need to keep us going. And I'm quite curious about how you were saying, you know, you feel like you need a project and stuff. Everybody has stuff that they always go like, you know, I'd really love to do that, but I just don't have the free time.
Yes.
Well, that's no longer a problem. Do you have like any personal projects or any kind of anything that you've always kind of had in the back of your head going, you know, if I ever had a good amount of free time, if a plague ever set on the world again and I was isolated in Japan, this is what I would definitely do.
So, no, I do not. The main reason is because in my normal life, I have plenty of free time. I cannot complain.
Okay.
And I think, so... In theory, people think, most of the time, of course, there are loads of exceptions, but very often people think, oh man, I'm too busy. If I had more time, I would do such and such. When really it's the opposite. I think when people are busier, they end up accomplishing more, like on top of being busy. So I think it's actually harder to get motivated right now. It's harder to do it, like, it's harder to get motivated to do something that requires you to get motivated when you're still in bed.
Right? Like, this is going to be known as, like, the plague of pajamas. You know?
Yes.
Like, no.
Pajama plague, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can't go out. And, I mean, I'm absolutely at the point now where I would have zero problem going out in my jammies. I'm like, who's going to see me? And I mean, people are going to be far more concerned whether I'm sniffling than if I have Winnie the Pooh pajama pants on.
So. Correct. And I feel like if you want to accomplish anything, like getting dressed is half the battle.
Right? These days it is. Like, if you get up in the morning, shower, and dress yourself, like, high fives all around, people. Good on you, because you're way ahead of most of us.
Your productivity.
Yes. You know, like, I freely admit, like, I brought this show back because I was bored out of my skull.
Yes.
And, you know, that's really about it. I, you know, if I happen to offer anything of any use whatsoever to society, that's a bonus. This is really just and I want to see an excuse for me to get dressed, but that's far more metaphorical than literal because, you know, I do the show in my pajamas, like, and I always have, historically speaking. So really, it's like, you gotta find something to do.
Yes.
It seems like, I mean, boredom really does seem to be across the board, like the quote unquote worst part of all this, you know, but it's...
Yes.
It's amazing. Like, how can we be bored? You know? It's just, I don't know. I think we're kind of fickle.
That is crazy. Yes, absolutely. We are. Everyone is. Of course, boredom is like the number one concern. If people were not bored, it would be easy for everyone to stay in their house, and then there would be a lot less of a problem than there is right now.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, I was talking on a previous show. We're like, how many times have you, you know, been at work, you know, obviously not wrestling work, like, you know, any sort of day job work, where you're going, oh my God, I wish I could just not have to come here. You know, I wish I could just be at home and hang out all day. And now it's happened. It's like, huh, this isn't as good as it looked in the brochure. You know, now it's like, it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, I can't really think of a better word for it. It's just, the whole world is just bonkers right now.
People need to have things to do.
And yeah, and it's not easy. And I've actually been thinking about this since you mentioned it. Honestly, at this point, despite you and Veda being on literal opposite ends of the earth,
yes,
you're probably going to be spending more time together now than before.
Yes, we have more time. So the main issue right now is time zones.
Yeah.
And I'm 13 hours ahead of you.
Yes.
So, like, as I'm waking up right now, she's going to sleep, and then we'll probably talk again when she does wake up, and then I'll be going to sleep soon after.
Yes. I mean, that's...
We're totally switched.
Yeah, that's awkward. I mean, you know, the upside is, it could be possible to switch up an entire sleep schedule, because, I mean, really, what else is going on right now?
It is, yes.
I mean, if you've got a PVR, doesn't really matter what you're doing at what time anymore. Yeah, this is that. It's kind of cool, you know. Okay, so we've already gotten a few recommendations. Excellent ones, by the way. Definitely will keep you guys busy for a little while. I do have a few more if you'd like to offer your expert. I'm going to call it expertise, because I can call it expertise.
Yes.
On various other recommendations that you'd like to offer our listeners.
I would love to.
Okay. Recommend us a movie.
I just watched Parasite, which was the, I think, Oscar for best.
Yes.
Best, is that correct? Yes. That was very good, but I'm sure everyone's seen it. So I'll just recommend my favorite movie of all time that most people probably still haven't seen, which is There Will Be Blood. With Daniel Day-Lewis.
See, you know what? Honestly, I thought I knew what you would recommend there, and I was very, very wrong.
Right? No. Well, again, there's no point in recommending something everyone's seen already.
This is
probably my favorite movie, and a lot of people haven't seen it. It came out quite a few years ago. It's not a fun movie. It's not great acting. Well, it is. It's just great acting and a very well told and accurate story, and everything makes perfect sense, which is what I enjoy in a movie. But
I also know you tend to enjoy large green ogres.
Yes, of course.
So I thought maybe that's where you might be headed.
No, it's not. You really don't have to watch the movie. There's enough memes out there for you to get it. The movies are not that important.
Where exactly? What spawned your Shrek love in the first place?
I have no idea.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, there's no... I just like Shrek. He's funny. He's just a big funny dude. I haven't, like...
Have you seen the movies?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I've seen all the movies. Many times, but even if that wasn't true, like, I'm sure you've seen the Shrek movie several times.
Yes, I definitely have, yeah.
They're pretty hard to avoid.
Yeah, it would take effort at this point.
Yeah, I just enjoy the absurdity of the very concept of Shrek.
Well, I believe you actually wrestled as Shrek?
That's correct. For good wrestling, I wrestled as Shrek. The match is on YouTube. versus Curtis Chapman, now only known as Mad Kurt, but yes.
How did that work out for you?
I don't know. You know what? It's hard to tell. So what started it is that I made a tweet saying if this got 1,000 or 2,000 likes, I don't remember, I would wrestle a match as Shrek. I didn't give a date or anything. And then I make a lot of dumb tweets. Usually most of them lead nowhere, but this one, apparently people were really excited about the idea that I would wrestle in full Shrek costume. Which I then ended up having to do it. It was fine. Veda helped. We bought a bunch of stuff from Primark, which would be the UK equivalent of, I don't know, Zellers.
Whoa, there's a super Canadian reference.
Right?
I love this. Like, four people listening are going to be like, yeah, Zellers!
Is Zellers still open? Did they all shut down?
They all shut down.
Right.
They were taken over by Target. Target, and, like, less than a year later, Target shut down.
They just killed Zellers, yeah.
They killed Zellers for no good reason. Zellers was
the best. We lost our friend Zed. I don't know if you remember Zed.
Yes. Oh, my God. See, you understand. Oh. Okay.
Great. We're off on a tangent here because I have to...
tangent of Canadianism. I was actually just going to reference to see if you are familiar with Pokeroo.
I am not, no.
Oh my god. Seriously?
Sorry. So, keep in mind that I am in fact French-Canadian.
Well, that's true. That is true. I just assumed, like, all Canadians, like, knew Polka Dot Door. It was, like, a really old, like, kid show in, like, the 80s or something. And Pokeroo is this, like, giant polka-dotted kangaroo-esque-looking creature. And he actually, there's a vague Shrek kind of. I just, knowing your love of Shrek, I think you would definitely be down with the Pokeroo.
Yes, okay, I will look into it.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. Look him up.
I will do that right now. So just to finish my Shrek story quickly.
Sorry. I am so sorry. Yes, please.
I ended up wrestling as Shrek. I had a match. I don't know, like, to say that was successful, that means there would have to be a goal to the whole experience, which there really wasn't, so I don't know how this... Oh, there's Polkaroo. Wow, okay. That's good. So if you just Twitter search Polkaroo, the first two that come up are Polkaroo and then Drunk Polkaroo.
Drunk Polkaroo, yeah.
Yes. Which is just some guy from Hamilton, Ontario. Shout out at Drunk Polkaroo.
I drove Polkaroo. Yeah. Yep. We're big fans. Yeah, actually, if you look through Polkaroo's tweets, you will actually see him replying to me as I fangirled over him and may have painted a picture of him.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing with my spare time. Obsessing and vaguely stalking a beloved 1980s Canadian children's show icon. Basically, a dude in a giant polka-dotted kangaroo suit. Yeah. So that's how the lockdown's going for me, in case anybody was wondering.
Yes. How is your knowledge of French-Canadian kids' shows?
I honestly have no idea.
Do you know Passepartout? I feel like Passepartout is sort of famous.
I do not know him. I do know what, oh god, what is his name? Caillou?
Caillou, yes.
I do know Caillou.
Though Caillou is pretty much world famous.
Is he really?
Well, so he's in America.
Oh, wow, that's weird. Whenever, like, Canadian stuff drifts down to him, it's always kind of weird to me. Because I'm very much used to, you know, referencing something Canadian and having Americans stare blankly at me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you understand that feeling. For example, when you ask where the local Zellers is and they're just looking at you, right? Yeah, I am unfamiliar with him.
one of my favorite things is explaining to my American girlfriends things that are very, very French Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
And like incredibly specific. Like, there's a lot of, like, of course, because of the, like, language barriers and everything, French Canadian content is very, very specific. And there's TV shows where the entirety of the joke is self-referencing Quebec.
Yes.
And that's 100% of the show, 100% of the context is the fact that they live in a very specific town that you wouldn't know unless you lived in a certain region of Quebec. And then if you're not, the show's not for you, and that's it. And then trying to, like, explain why jokes are funny is just oftentimes doesn't work at all. But
it's probably more entertaining than most Canadian TV shows. just try to explain it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have been enjoying Schitt's Creek, speaking about Canadian TV shows, not French-Canadian.
That is fantastic. And you know what my favorite part of Schitt's Creek is? Hearing people on, like, sports broadcasts or news or something saying, you know, coming up after this, Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Because you can't say it because there's an extra T and a C.
Yes, which makes it perfectly fine. So, I mean, who knew? All you need to do to swear on cable television, public television, is just, you know, change the spelling a little bit.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Add in a silent letter and you're fine. They can't nothing. They can't stop you. That's another thing. I've tried to explain that to people and they're like, there's not a show called that. It's like, yes, there is. Really?
There is, yeah.
They're like, man, Canadians, we're just renegades up here. You can't tell us what we can and can't call our TV shows. We can unoffensively swear if we want to. Schitt's Creek really is a good show. That's kind of another recommendation.
Yes,
bonus,
it is.
I'm only
bonus recommendation. See, we have.
Oh, I like that. I'm gonna like clip bonus, that. Yeah. I'm gonna clip that. So whenever we have a bonus one, it's gonna be like over to Speedball. Bonus recommendation.
Good. I hope the sound recording is good enough that you can use it as a
yes
it as a be. Drop.
It will be. I will guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm only up to season 5 of Schitt's Creek. And one of the things that's fascinating is how time works in that universe.
How so?
if you pay attention, and I know it's a thing, because I was like, this doesn't seem right. So then I Googled it, and there's other people with like the same opinion, and I've seen like Reddit threads about how it didn't make sense. But in the show Schitt's Creek, time works like independently for every character.
Like, for example, you know what? That makes so much more sense now.
There is a character who gets pregnant, which, you know, normally takes closer to 9 months.
Yeah.
And at the same time of that pregnancy, another character will do a full year of college. And at the same time, another character will then meet a boyfriend, and then after the baby was born and college was completed, which usually takes a bit longer, they will say they've only been with the boyfriend for 2 months.
Okay, yeah.
And they keep referencing time and how long they've owned this or how long they've been there, and then other things clearly not add up. And so you just have to look at that world as time moving independently for every character.
Oh my god, that is amazing. There's been I don't watch it regularly enough to have noticed that, but there's been a couple things where I've been like, and I just kind of chalk it up to, oh, well, I must have missed something, you know? Oh, that is amazing.
it's clearly meant to be, it's written like a sitcom, so it's meant to be watched like, you watch one episode, then the next week you watch the next episode, yeah. And you've presumably forgot what happened in the last episode. But if you watch it all back to back on Netflix, well, then you realize that when they go from one episode to the next and nothing makes sense, then it's pretty clear.
Maybe this is, like, a huge show secret. And it, like, were people not isolated with nothing but at Netflix to do, nobody ever would have found out about it.
Right?
Who knows? I mean, there you go. amazing how the world works. Oh my gosh. It is so great to catch up with you, and I know it's very late here, so it's very early for you. So I want to thank you so much for hanging out from tomorrow and the other side of the world, and I will let you go about the rest of your day now.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. The pleasure is all mine, and I'll love to be back anytime.
Oh yeah. Well, now that the show is back, we can actually do that again. Yeah, it's kind of on me, you know, for, you know, stopping it and all, but yeah. My bad. But we're back. So, yes. what do you have going on? Like, I also definitely want to make sure that people have, like, at least a small platform that whatever I can offer to kind of promote anything that they have out there, any merch that they might still be selling, if there's anything at all that they would like some attention to. So,
well, there really isn't much right now. I have a Twitter at Speedball Bailey, but I assume you probably heard about this podcast through this or somewhere where that was tagged. Speedball Bailey on Twitter and Instagram are the main places to find me. If I get a plug, I'm going to use it to plug DDT Universe. If you want to watch more wrestling or need something to do, there's a lot on there. It now has Noah shows as well and years of DDT. I will be on the first edition of DDT's weekly show, which will begin taping April 12th, obviously in front of no audience, but I will be there and I will have a tag title match.
Oh, okay. Well, we will be all social distancing. I said we will all be at home. We will be cheering you on. And
much appreciated.
Yes, we will be very, very loud. You know, I mean, you probably won't hear us in Japan, but I mean, you know, if it's quiet enough, maybe. You know, you can listen. But we will definitely be cheering you on. And that's actually another great recommendation. You know, streaming service. There's a million streaming services out right now. You know, it's, and really, I mean, now's the time to catch up on everything that you've ever wanted to watch, never had the time to sit down and do. DDT is absolutely one of those promotions. It is fantastic. So yeah, well, anything else you can think of you want to throw out there?
No, that's pretty much it. I have a pro wrestling tease, so of course that's always appreciated. But yeah, that does it for me for now.
Well, then that does it for us for now. Wonderful. Thanks again. You are the best. I have absolutely missed talking to you. Stay safe over there. I know, you know, and stay safe to everybody listening. It's a crazy time, and you know, let's just kind of try to make the most of it, you know, personally, and try to put good stuff out into the world right now, because there's enough shit going on. We don't need any more bad stuff added to it. So everybody be good. Thanks for listening. And you can check out all of the new Pantsless Radio episodes at anchor.fm/Pantsless Radio. And you guys stay safe, and we'll be back again later.